got a hammer.
Blog Talk Radio.
Well, good morning, and welcome to the show today. Oh, it looks like we have a little bit of technical difficulties, but we are not going to let that stop us. Well, it is another wonderful day and another opportunity to do something right, learn something new, move on to higher heights. Well, this is Coach LaLisa, and you have tuned in to the Coach LaLisa Show, and I am so very excited to be here today to talk about this awesome, awesome topic. We're talking today about leadership skills, and what leadership skills do you need to be successful here in the 21st century? You know, some would say that it's not the same leadership skills that we needed 30, 40, and 50 years ago. Now, true enough, some of the skills are actually the same. However, they've been either in heightened or enhanced and brought to a whole new level. So we're so glad that you tuned in, and we want to get started right away because we want to get this word out to you. We want you to be on point. Now, I had asked you if you were struggling with anything like low productivity, if you have a problem with people being cohesive and, you know, having that real synergy at work where people are just really working together. You know, the teamwork is just phenomenal and great, and people are actually loving to come to work. I mean, if you have an organization or an establishment, an institution of any kind, and you do not have individuals who are just thriving and, I'm telling you, just really being overproductive in the workplace and really working together as a team, you are really missing out on something great that you could be experiencing this. It probably is a leadership issue. Now, we don't know that for sure. However, all of your leaders should actually be on this call. So you should go and call any leader that you know and give them the number, give them the website address. You know, it's really a shame that a lot of companies do not allow Blog Talk Radio within their organization's intranets. And I know that the fear is that employees will be listening to a lot of things that really won't add any real value to their job or any real benefit to their work. However, there is so many programs out here like the Coach LaLisa Show and many other shows that are there, very, very powerful empowerment and teaching and motivational shows online. And so companies are really missing out on all of this free training that could take place right within their organizations. But I'm glad that you are into personal development, you're into helping yourself and motivating yourself and pushing yourself to higher heights, because the reality is without the proper leadership abilities and the leadership skills, you're really not going to go very high within your organization. Because what happens is at the lower levels within the organization, you know, your leadership skills can basically be hidden. You can really mask them as just great job skills. But once you go up in the organization and you begin to, you know, have a team working with you or under your supervision, then you will be needing some real serious leadership skills. And if you don't have them, it's going to be too late to go and get them. You know, I teach business courses, and I've taught business courses for about seven years now, ever since I got my MBA in 2003. January 2003 is when I graduated Fairleigh Dickinson University. I've been teaching, I graduated in December of actually 2002, and then January of 2003, I began to teach business classes starting at Essex County College, and been teaching there and other county colleges in the city of, in the state of New Jersey. And what I know, and I tell students all the time, you see, is you want to prepare ahead of time. You don't want to, you know, wait until you get the leadership position to prepare for leadership skills. So with that being said, let's look at what leadership is. Now, there are a couple of leadership gurus out there that I've read their work, and I'm sure you probably have read it, or maybe not. Maybe you've at least heard of them. And two of the people that are very, very well known and are awesome leadership gurus, one is Mr. Stephen Covey. Now, he is the author, many of you know, of Seven Habits. Most people know about his book, Seven Habits of Highly Successful People. And so, he definitely went to a great, great fame with that book. But he also has a book out there called Principle-Centered Leadership that he wrote not very long after he wrote The Seven Habits, but a very, very powerful book, Principle-Centered Leadership. So you want to get your hands on that. You also want to read that, and it's good. And also there's Jack Welch, who for many, many years was the CEO of GE, and a lot of companies has followed, a lot of leaders and have followed some of Jack Welch's teachings about leadership and how to be a great leader. But what does it really take? And you know, so, see, in some cases, leadership has really been something that's been very, very hard to define. You know, people always wonder, you know, are leaders born or are they made? So, and then, you know, there's also the argument that, well, it's a little bit of both. Yes, some people do have very natural leadership skills and abilities. And then at the same time, you could take individuals and groom them and mold them to become great leaders. And people have to have some things inside. And there are certain traits that certainly, you know, you would look at to see if this person has any great leadership. You know, things like drive and tenacity. People who are, if you're a leader, you know, you want to have some drive and some tenacity. You want to be able to persist and, you know, get up and do it all over again. You also want to have some self-confidence. You know, you want to be able to overcome any fear and any kind of a failure. You know, you don't want a leader who is always succumbing to failure and fear. But at the same time, you don't want someone who is so overconfident that it comes off as arrogant. So, you know, you have to, you know, balance. I think the key word for leadership in the 21st century is balance. You know, before in the 20th century and some other time periods, you know, some leaders were maybe too confident, and maybe they were too arrogant, or they were too, some things just weren't balanced there. But today, that is certainly the key word is balance. And we certainly welcome you to the show. If you're just tuning in, you've tuned in to the Coach LaLisa Show right here on Blog Talk Radio. Now, let's look at some other leadership skills we want to talk about. What kind of leader should you be in your business? What are some of the personality traits that a leader what are some of the leadership things? I mean, indeed, you know, anyone can really benefit from learning what skills are needed to be a leader. And there's an author out there who talks about, you know, some of the traits and the attitudes that leaders need. You know, leaders are constantly being looked upon to, you know, take the right direction. I mean, people, I mean, look at, you know, look at organizations like, again, GE, you know, Walmart, even to the little small mom and pop type of operations. Everywhere, there's many places where you can find successful leaders. So what are some of the skills that you need to be a successful leader in the 21st century? Well, number one, you need to have balance. You need to be a leader today that understands work-life balance. If you're going to be a leader in the 21st century, like as in the past, leaders were just all about the company and all about the organization and nothing else mattered. Well, that doesn't really work in today's environment. Generation Y and these individuals, Generation Next, these are individuals who are more into their personal lives as well. And so there has to be a work-life balance for leaders to really be successful today. They must understand that people want to spend more time also with their families. These things are important. They want to spend more time and various recreational opportunities. We have all these great gadgets. And look at social media. I mean, if you are a leader in the 21st century and you do not understand social media, you are so far behind that it's not even funny. And you need to understand not only social media, but also social networking. Also social networking and how social networking and social media can enhance the workplace and enhance productivity. Also, successful leaders in the 21st century, they also have to be able to do the right thing. You know, no more of this do as I say and not as I do kind of leadership. The leader has to be an ethical leader. The leader has to have code of ethics in place. In place. You know, and I remember when I was very, very young and, you know, my first jobs back in the 70s. So this is going back 30-something years ago. And leadership was very unethical. The types of ways people got promoted and, you know, just very, very unethics. There were no ethics whatsoever in their leadership styles and the way people got promoted. But today in the workplace, if you truly want to have a productive workforce, if you really want to have teamwork where people are actually loving to work together, and teamwork does make the dream work. When you have people working together, the synergy is there, the teamwork is there, people care about work, they want to come to work, they want to help out, they want the company to grow and be successful, you have to be a leader of ethics. I can't stress that enough in the 21st century. And I'm sad to say with the companies that I've visited and some of the places where I've been, it's just not always there. Ethics is talked about. Companies have a large banner claiming that they are very ethical and that they're doing what is right. However, when you go deep within the organization, you will find that that is not the case. You'll find a lot of unethical things being done in terms of promotion, in terms of pay, in terms of work distribution, in terms of project distribution, and certainly in terms of pay. I'll say that again. You still find a lot of unethical behavior. And so leaders in the 21st century that are successful, that want their companies to be over the top, is not just about getting into Forbes' top 100 best companies to work for in America, but you actually want to have your employees loving to come to work and loving to work. Another skill that leaders absolutely need if they want to be successful here in the 21st century, outside of the ones that we've already listed, and you know, you want definitely those, but you also want to be able to make good decisions. Okay, so you want to be balanced, you want to be ethical, and you want to make good decisions. And it's another leadership skill that is needed today. Prior, you know, because of resources being strained as they are, and because people have so many more skills and education and knowledge that they also bring to the workplace, it's very, very important that the leader takes time and effort to make great decisions in pointing people in the right direction. Also, you, a leader today in the 21st century, wants to be able to deliver results. You want to be able to deliver results. That means you have to leverage the whole team. You have to make sure, as a leader in the 21st century, that you absolutely know the skill sets of all of your team members. Now, if you just tuned into the show, we thank you for tuning in, and we want to welcome you to the Coach LaLisa Show right here on Blog Talk Radio. We are talking today about 21st century leadership skills. These are not the skill sets that you're probably your mother or your great-grandmother and those people practiced. These are new leadership skills that are needed for today's workforce. In the workforce today, we have sometimes five generations of people. We have the veterans, the boomers, the Generation X, Generation Y, and Generation Next, sometimes working in the workforce all at the same time. And especially, you will see that over the summer. People are working longer, and they're starting younger because of the change. It's just the change in the makeup of the family, the change in the makeup of society. And so you want to be a leader today, and you want to be able to utilize all of the people on your team. You want to empower your team members now. So we're talking about what are some of these updated skills, and we've looked at some powerful leaders out there who have done some teaching, Dr. Stephen Covey, Mr. Jack Welch, who did run the company GE for many, many years, the CEO, who is world-renowned for his leadership skills and abilities. And you want to be able to make sure you can get your team moving, get your team productive, and you're not going to be as productive in your workforce, with your organization, with your team, practicing leadership skills that are outdated. So you want to be updated. So some of the skills we talked about, you want to be balanced. You have to practice work-life balance today with the workforce today. A leader today, you have to have the skill set of being ethical. You have to do what is right. You have to help your people out. You can't play, you know, the plain favorites. Those days are gone. I'm telling you, you're already left behind if you're still practicing those type of leadership skills. If you are promoting people not because of their leadership abilities, but because you like them, and maybe you're promoting them because of how well they've convinced you that they would be a good leader. But you actually have to train people and empower people that they can be the leader that you need them to be. We also talked about a leader has to be able to make great decisions. They have to be able to be balanced, be ethical, do what's right, make great decisions, and they have to be able to deliver results. So you want to be able to deliver results. And also, you know, one of the leadership traits that you absolutely need in this 21st century is that you want to be a leader who doesn't feel like, well, if I'm not here, it can't be done. If I'm not here, the organization's going to fall apart. If I'm not here, these people won't know what to do. That is bad. That was bad leadership any time, but it's certainly bad leadership today. Again, employees today have knowledge, abilities, skills. They have knowledge that their great-grandparents didn't have coming into the workforce. So you don't want to have a leadership style that says you're the only one who can get things done. You want to have a leadership style that empowers, and it also includes other people, and they know how to do what you can do. And all too often in organizations that really aren't successful, that are just mediocre, just barely making it, those the productivity is low. Those are the companies where people have that mindset that, oh, it's all about that one particular leader or that head of that department. If they're not there, it can't be done. That's foolishness. That's silly. That's old. That's outdated. And if you have these kind of leaders, you need to either retrain those leaders, and if you can't, then you need to move them out of the way because they're holding your company back. They're stifling the growth of your organization. Probably, I don't know exactly, maybe about 60% of organizations are operating well below capacity. They're operating well below their fullest potential. It's just like a student in school. A lot of times they're operating below full potential, and this is how a lot of organizations are operating, well below full potential. Why? Because of the poor leadership. And what is poor leadership? Poor leadership is no more than leaders that lack the proper leadership skills for the 21st century. And how did this happen? Well, it happened because a lot of people got put into leadership skills, you know, simply because they appear to be intelligent, they appear to have a lot of charisma, they appear to, you know, have this bold vision, but then it was revealed later that, you know what, this person is real short-sighted, okay? And turns out that, you know, this person just knows how to put on a good show. You know, some people, I say, you should have went to Hollywood instead of becoming a leader within the organization, because the person is really just putting on a show. And another thing that you'll find with some of these individuals that are stifling the organization, they really do not have any real vision. And the follow-up to projects and activities are just not there. They can talk a good game in the meeting, or they will talk big time like they're going to resolve issues. But when it comes to the actual workforce, nothing gets done, absolutely nothing. And what happens in cases like this, it destroys team effort. There will be no team effort. Hear me good, absolutely none. Employee morale will be down. And if it's up, it is fake. They will only fake it as long as that leader is in their immediate surrounding. As soon as that leader leaves, there's absolutely no teamwork, no morale. And this is why many companies today are very, very mediocre, which I believe is another reason that it leads to the poor economy that we have, because poor economics is definitely tied to leadership, and organizations are not producing. They're not producing. How can they when they're not up to full potential or full capacity? So again, if you just tuned into the show, welcome to the Coach Lalisa Show. We're talking today about the skills you need as a leader in the 21st century, 21st century leadership skills. So far, we've talked about skills like balance. You need to be ethical. A leader needs to be acting right. A leader needs to be making the right decision. A leader needs to be driven to deliver results. Results, get the results, but also be mindful of how you're getting the result. You don't want to get the results by crushing people and destroying your team. You want to get the results by empowering others to do extraordinary things. That's real leadership. Real leadership for the 21st century is empowering ordinary people to do extraordinary things in the workforce. How do you empower people to do ordinary things in an extraordinary way? Is that you have to tap into each individual's gifts. You cannot have a blanket one size fits all for your team. That's old style leadership. That's 20th century, possibly even 19th century and beyond. But today's and before, today's leadership, 21st leadership, is about empowerment. It is about participative leadership. You must get every team member to participate in the success of that department, or else you will have a mediocre company operating at a minimum, operating at a very low level, and that is a tragedy, because what's going to happen is that the employees that you have are being handicapped. That's number one. And any star that you have that came there as a star and thought they were going to get something else, they will leave your company, which is further draining your company's bottom line and its profit margin, which is further making your company less productive and mediocre. Number two, the employees that you have, they're handicapped so much that they won't be able to get other jobs because they will not have what it takes to get into a better company. So they're stuck, and it's just a bad, bad thing. So leadership is important. It is serious. It is critical. And you may be wondering, well, why is Coach LaLisa talking about leadership? Well, this is just one of the many hats that I wear, also being an MBA major and a college professor in the business school. This is something else that I have to look at. Also being a person who's, you know, finishing up a PhD in training and performance improvement, I can't help but to talk about the performance within organizations. For people as well, we can talk about individual performance, because individual performance leads to overall performance for the organization. And the performance that I'm talking about today is leadership. How are your leaders performing? So they need to be performing with 21st century skills. That's what they need today if they want to be a success. Now, this has been a great, great mystery for many companies, but it doesn't have to be a mystery for you, because today we're talking about it. There are things that a leader also has to have. Today, leaders have to have people skills. Again, the 19th century, the 20th century, you didn't have leaders with a lot of that. But today, it's no reason you don't have people skills. You can go and you can learn. You can be coached. Coaching has never been more affordable than it is today. If you are a woman, we have very, very affordable coaching services. You can get coaching right here with Coach LaLisa. I will be glad, more than welcome, to give you an assessment of your leadership abilities and to help you set a plan and a goal for how you're going to improve in your leadership skills and your people skills, your communication skills, whatever skills you need to make your organization a success. That's the key, is making your organization a success. So these are some leadership, and the last thing I want to talk about that a leader needs is the leader needs to be able to change and adapt to change, and a leader has to be able to let, and there's other leadership, and that's why you're going to come for some additional seminars, training, and coaching so we can go deeper, but we just wanted to scratch the surface in this show here to let you know some basic leadership skills. They must be changed in the 21st century. I believe we made that clear. And why? Because you want your company a success. Well, we are out of time. We thank you for tuning in today, segment of the Coach LaLisa Show. And we will be back here tomorrow with another powerful show on Coach LaLisa. Will you enjoy the rest of your day and you walk with power.
Thank you for tuning in to another segment of the Coach LaLisa Show. Well, we hope you learned something. Now your challenge is to go and apply the tips, tools, or strategies that you have learned here today. And don't forget to invite a friend. Share the knowledge. Share the love. Share the wealth with everyone. Well, we are honored that you were here with us today for this 30-minute segment. The Coach LaLisa Show could be heard right here on Blog Talk Radio every morning, Monday through Friday, at 7:30 a.m. Eastern Standard Time. It's been great. It's been real. It's been awesome. And you got to keep moving on up, because in reality, there ain't nothing stopping you now. You are on the move. And this has been Coach Lil Lisa J. Williams.